Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he woke up in the middle of the night and saw a green, luminescent skeleton. Why and what did it want?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, share it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, being a premium subscriber is always an option. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today. And one more thing to worry about in the middle of the night, waking up to see a skeleton.
Right?
I know. I hadn't thought about that.
What in the world?
You know, it's like you've heard all kinds of other things, but you just don't hear. You know, the skeletons are all Halloween and movies. You don't ever hear people going, and then I saw a skeleton.
Right. I've never heard of anybody saying they saw a skeleton.
And a green luminescent skeleton.
That's like stuff from the Ghosts of Mrs. Chicken or whatever.
It really is. Or Ghostbusters.
You know?
They
like
kind of
you go,
they were very
like,
glowy.
No, and then somebody's holding it, you know, shaking a skeleton or whatever, you know, like a bad, goofy, scary movie.
It's like, you meddling kids.
Yeah. And then they, like on Scooby-Doo, you know, or something, there might be a skeleton. But I just never heard of this.
Yeah. So here is the story. And it says, I've had a few paranormal experiences, but right now I'm going to share with you the creepiest one. I wouldn't call my house haunted, but I believe that things pass through once in a while. This is the first and only time an event such as this has occurred in this house. This incident happened over 10 years ago, but I remember it vividly. I was 9 at the time, and my brother Alex was 6. We slept in the same room and in separate beds. I slept in the bed at the far end of the room, and my brother's bed was smaller and right across from the doorway. The door was always open, and just outside of our room was a small hallway. There was a light in the hallway that was always dimmed during the night. Although I slept at the far end of the room, I could still clearly see outside the door and into the hallway. I awoke in the middle of the night and I looked out the doorway. Standing in the hallway was a greenish, luminescent skeleton. Color-wise, the only thing I compare it to is the glow-in-the-dark toys that used to be popular. It had a bright green glow. It was facing away from our room, and it was incredibly tall, over 6 feet at least. I'll never forget the image of that tall, skinny green skeleton. As soon as I saw this figure, I hid under my covers. I started to sweat heavily, and I was breathing hard. And after what seemed like an eternity, I came out from under the covers to breathe. I looked through the doorway, and the glowing green skeleton was still there. Only it was walking down the hall. I gathered up the courage to sit there and watch it. It would walk back and forth down the hall very slowly and never looking into our room. My brother appeared to be asleep, and for whatever reason, I couldn't call out to him. The thing was solid, too. Definitely not transparent. After a minute of watching this thing, I turned away from it and eventually fell asleep. How?
I don't know.
Your kid, they do sleep easily. The next day, I thought about the skeleton a lot. I didn't know what sleep paralysis was at the time, but I assumed that I was half awake and half asleep somehow. After all, the idea of a green glow-in-the-dark skeleton scouting the hallway was ridiculous, and I had never seen anything like it before. Still, what I saw bothered me, and so I told my brother. As soon as I mentioned the skeleton, his eyes widened and he went pale. He explained that he had awakened in the middle of the night to see a skeleton walking down the hall as well. I asked him if it was green and glowing, and he nodded his head. I have never seen him so afraid. Apparently, he woke up in the night, saw it, and then eventually went back to sleep again. I don't know whether or not he saw it before or after I did, but it is clear that we both had witnessed the same being. This upset us both a lot, and until recently, we never talked about it again. This skeleton being never reappeared. My brother told our parents about the whole thing, and they just laughed it off. They told me to stop telling my brother scary stories, and as frustrated as I was, I didn't argue. A year or so ago, I brought up the event with my brother, and he said he only faintly remembers it happening. I know what I saw, and I know the look of intense fear in his eyes when he told me what he saw. We both saw a green, luminescent skeleton pacing the hallway. I often wonder what it was and what its purpose was. It still bothers me to this day whenever I think about it. I wonder if you've heard of any similar stories or if you have any ideas of what this whole thing was about. I would greatly appreciate your thoughts, and thanks again for being awesome, David. I have never heard of anybody seeing a skeleton.
I haven't either.
I mean, just in movies.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing on this. I keep thinking, you know, is it some kind of apparition and you're seeing through it? And it looks like, but he said no. He said it wasn't transparent.
Now, I could definitely see where the parents are coming from. I could see, because I terrorized our younger brother and sister a lot. And I would tell them stories and then be like, yeah, right, never happened. Or I wouldn't tell them. I would just tell them a scary story. And so I could see why they would go, you're telling your brother scary things. So I can see where they're coming from. Because it's 6 years old, the kid's going to believe anything.
When it sounds like a Scooby-Doo story.
It really does. And it's like, was it kind of a sleep paralysis thing? Do you think the brother was like listening to the story and it scared him so intensely that his brother saw this thing? And he's like, I saw it too. But he really believed his little brother at the time.
At the time. But here's my thing. Like, six is really young. But I think if I saw a skeleton in the middle of the night at 6 years old, I would remember it.
I don't remember much when I was six, so I can't say I would.
I think I would remember that.
I don't know that I would.
I think I would.
Because I have a really,
I don't know
really,
how you
really
forget
bad,
that.
I have a really, really, like, no memories much of before 7, 8 years old. Maybe a handful.
I'm thinking like something like that. You know, things that are like really a big deal. I do have, you know,
I
they
do
might
remember
be sort
a
of
car
big,
accident.
But I remember.
Yeah, I do remember a car accident.
Mm-hmm. I remember going to a funeral and then making me go up to the casket and look at my cousin who was just a little girl that died. You know,
oh,
I mean,
I do,
when it's a
I kind of remember
deal,
that.
When it's a big deal and I was young, you know, I would say I was seven, maybe then, you know. Those things stick out, and I just can't hardly believe you would forget that. Maybe so.
I don't know. But I've never heard of anybody seeing a skeleton.
God, I wish I could be more help here, because I got nothing about the skeleton that just walked up and down the
hall.
And
halls. Pacing. Like,
yeah.
He's like a skeleton who's like thinking. It's like walking and
well,
thinking.
Well, and the sleep paralysis thing doesn't sound like that, because he said that, you know, he put his head under the covers, he covered his like up, and then, you know, after a while he looked again, it was still there. And that's not the way sleep paralysis works.
Right.
You can't do anything.
But could it have been some sort of a dream state?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have not heard. I wish I had like this great explanation that didn't sound super Scooby-Doo like.
I know.
But anything I'm going to say, it just sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, this is so weird. I just have never heard of it.
That would be something I'd be curious because it's not like you and I are the know-it-alls. Has somebody else seen a skeleton sometime, like an actual skeleton? Not like a shadow figure, not an apparition, yeah. not some hazy white ghost thing, but a skeleton.
Yeah, because he said it wasn't transparent. Like, it was a solid kind of looking skeleton.
That sounded like it was kind of
glowed.
Yeah, radioactive looking.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like Scooby-Doo. So I don't know. I would love to know if somebody's experienced
Yeah, if somebody
something
else
like
has
that,
something about that, let us know.
Because Kathy and I ain't got nothing on this one. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, David. Here is a caller. There.
Hello, this is Chris again from Alabama. I got another story to relate. Happened when I was 16. My father rented his house on street in Greenville. It's an old shotgun house. I don't know if you know what a shotgun house is. Basically, it's like a old tenant farmer house that had been added on to. And, you know, I lived in the middle part of this house and next to what used to be the kitchen. And I slept there. And anyway, I always felt like a positive feeling in this place. And, but, you know, I had to get into like doing meditation and everything because I found some of my father's old hippie books on transcendental meditation, and I was like practicing. And I would like go to the adjacent room, which used to be the kitchen, and I'd sit in this rocking chair, and I'd just look out the window at this zone out. And this one occasion, I zoned out, and I heard my aunt holler she needed help. And she lived down the road in another house down the street. And I thought that was odd, so I got up, and I ran to the front living room, and there's my father sitting in his chair that he always sat in front of the TV watching All the Family. And I said, was Aunt Winky just here? That's my aunt's name. And Daddy said, no, son, she's not. Not even two hours later, comes my aunt asking Daddy to come take and watch after her landlord's wife while he go rush her to the hospital because she had got drunk and broke the glass coffee table and cut her leg. So she had to go to the hospital. And so I'm standing there with my father over there, you know, while he's standing outside and we're talking, and Daddy looked at me and said, son, this is what you were dreaming about back there, wouldn't you? And I said, I think I was. It was. And that was crazy. You know, there'd be other instances where, like, my father, I'd see my father come through in another set of clothes. And then here comes my dad in through the back door, and I said, Daddy, I just saw you. How'd you change clothes that quick? I said, Daddy's like, I wasn't in the house. It's like, well, that's odd, you know? It's stuff like that. And I've had dreams over the house where I dream about tornadoes. Now, for the rest of my life, whenever I have dreams about a tornado, it would be the demarcation of something eventful in my life that would happen. And I still have those dreams to this day. And every time I have a vivid dream about a tornado, I know something's going to happen. And suffocation. So, but I just thought that would be an interesting story for y'all to conversate over. But yeah, I love what y'all do, and keep up the good work. I'm always listening.
I don't know that I totally followed everything in that story. So he found a book on transcendental meditation. He was meditating. Then he heard his aunt.
Right.
But his aunt wasn't there.
Right.
But then somebody fell through a coffee table because she was drunk. And then
was it the landlord's wife or something?
Yeah, but so did the aunt have drunk? To take her to the hospital? But then he says, the dad says, son, isn't that what you dreamed about?
Well, no. I think that Chris went in to say to his dad, you know, his aunt, I can't remember her name here.
Winky or something.
He's like,
aunt.
Yeah, no. And he goes, oh, I thought I heard her, right? And then she does come. So it's as if he had a premonition that she was coming. And so his dad said, that's what you...
And then it happened again with his dad.
Right. Okay. And then, now, that one was weird because he saw his dad, you know, dressed in some clothes, but then his dad walked in. And he said, did you just change your clothes? And he's like, no, I just stepped in the door. Like, I didn't have time to change my clothes. So did he see something that was imitating his father?
I don't know, because, and I've mentioned this before, that happened to me just that one time when I was practicing my clarinet. Mom walked in from the laundromat, and she set some laundry down and turned and looked at me and said something. I can't remember what it was, like, probably, aren't you going to get up and help me? And she walked out, but none of that happened. And it's like the laundry basket's not there, but I had just seen it. Like, okay. It just happened. And then Mom walked in, sat down the laundry basket, looked at me and said, wherever it was, ain't you going to help me? And walked out. It was the weirdest thing. And so it happened literally 10 seconds mm-hmm. before it really happened. Mm-hmm. It was this weird.
Now, the only thing is, now that feels like you had some sort of premonition thing happened, or there was some sort of weird time lapse repeat thing, you know?
I don't know what it was, but I remember.
Like, can we have those things happen? Like, you know, that as we're moving through time, something like screws up right there. But this one was a little bit different than that in the fact that he had different clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't exactly the same scenario.
Yeah, mine was the exact same thing.
Yours was exactly the same. And I'm going with some sort of weird time-space continuum screw up with yours. You know, like you get deja vus or something. But
of course, mine's a screw up.
Yours is like
I went in mind to be,
you know, what do I say?
Thing.
You know, there's a little like, you know, a wink in, what was it, that book, you know, a wink in time or what was that? Remember? Okay. But anyway, so I think a wrinkle in time. Okay. It's kind of like that something's screwed up right
but
there.
But do you think that any of this had to do with the transcendental meditation? Was he opening up his mind in a way?
Is he opening up his mind to things that are going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, the father one bothers me because that wasn't unless that was something like his father would have worn and it was going to happen, you know, kind of thing. Or was that some weird thing that was imitating his
father?
Why
is everybody trying to stump us today?
They're really stumping us good today.
It's not like we don't have the answers anyway. We just like to discuss it, but these are toughies.
These are tough ones, but I'm going to go with that he is tapping into some sort of time thing.
And
when he's doing his meditation.
Okay. I was going to say, I do think meditation is the key.
I think so, yeah.
That's the through line.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen when you get into old hippie books.
Mm. Especially if he was smoking weed at the same time.
You know, or you're taking mushrooms or whatever. I don't think you were, Chris, but I'm just saying.
You didn't mention that. We're not here to judge.
People do that sort of thing, you know. And so, who knows? But I think somehow in your meditative state, maybe you were tapping into things that were going to happen.
I don't know.
People
That's
pay
an interesting
big money
one.
To do that, Chris.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, and people pay big money
mm-hmm.
to go on retreats to have this kind of shit happen, and you're just making it happen.
You're just sitting there in the chair.
Look at you. Yeah, show off.
Well, here's one more story. It says, in 2001, my family was living in Bellevue, Washington. My grandmother lived with us then and had been there for about 2 years. On July 4th of that year, my parents were at work. I was 11 and home alone with my grandmother. I was in the living room and her bedroom was at the end of the hall on the other side of the house. At one point, late in the morning, around 11 a.m., her television turned up so loud that I could hear it from the living room, even though her bedroom door was closed. Knowing that she was losing her hearing, I chose not to disturb her and waited for about an hour to knock on her door asking for lunch. This gets sad really fast, so a trigger warning.
Okay.
I was the first person to find her.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, at
11.
Oh, my goodness.
She had been sitting on the bed in her pink nightgown, but at some point she turned to the left and coughed very hard, causing an aneurysm in her brain to rupture.
Oh.
At that point, she died instantly and fell face down into a box of tissues. It was a traumatizing sight, one I will never forget. No, you will never forget that. The coroner came by and her body was taken away. We had a wake for her instead of a funeral, and her body was cremated. Just a few days after the wake, I was home alone again. My parents were at work. I'm surprised that she was home.
I'm so sorry about that. Like, yeah, and then that surprises me to be home alone again so soon.
Traumatizing. My parents were at work, and my sister, who was supposed to be babysitting me, had snuck out and gone to a friend's house.
Oh,
so the parents thought they were doing the right thing.
Are you
kidding me? I was sitting in my favorite leather chair in our family room. The chair faced the TV, which was right next to the hallway that led to our bedrooms. My grandmother's bedroom was at the end of the hall and was still unoccupied as my father didn't want to clean out of her room yet. As I was sitting in the chair, I saw something move from the corner of my eye. I turned away from the TV and walking down the hall was my grandmother, who looked as if she had just styled her hair. She always wore her gray hair and curls stacked on her head. She wore a red sweater, skinny blue jeans, and socks, but no shoes. That's she really did. Mm-hmm. That's very descriptive.
Yeah.
I watched her come down the hallway. She reached the doorway that connected the hallway to our living room. She said nothing and made no noise as she approached me. I was frozen with shock. The living room had hardwood floors that she had always complained about, and as I watched this entity, she stopped at the edge of the carpet, looked down at the hardwood floor, and vanished. That is the only time I have seen or felt her since her passing. That's from Faith. Wow. That is something.
Wow.
You know, I'm not surprised by that one because the way the grandmother passed so suddenly that I could see how she would kind of still be there. And maybe... You know, she wanted to connect with the granddaughter since the granddaughter had found her. And, you know, it wasn't a very comforting experience there.
Or maybe she didn't even see the granddaughter.
Yeah.
And didn't even know because she didn't say anything to her. She didn't act like she responded in any way, reacted. She didn't act like the grandmother reacted to her when she came down the hall.
Mm-mm, not at all. It just said, walking down the hallway was my grandmother.
Wow. You know, I've always said, I think there's this few days, this window period where people are in between.
Especially when it's so sudden like that. Mm-hmm. I could see how you'd be confused. One minute you're watching TV and the next minute you cough.
Yeah. But she said the TV went really loud too.
Well, I wonder if when it happened, like
if
she might have
had the remote in her hand or something.
And she just grabbed it, like her muscles all clenched up tight or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I hope they put poor Faith in counseling.
Well, that's just,
That's a lot for an 11-year-old to deal with.
It really is. It really is.
And I wonder if she talked about that with her family, because especially her parents.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe that would be a hard conversation to have. It's like,
you're
going to think I'm crazy.
That, and you never want to upset your parents, right? Like, you don't want to bring up something that might upset them more. And so you're like, should I say anything to him? Should I not? You know, she said her dad was having a hard time cleaning out the room. And so, you know, if you bring it up, will you upset him? You know, and as a child, you're worried about that. You know,
I'm really sorry that happened to Faith.
But as a kid, it really weighs heavy on you. You don't want to upset the, you know.
And I would think at 11, you'd even be questioning, did I just see that? How could I have seen that? What did I just see? What was that? Yeah. Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind? That's what I think a lot of kids would go to.
But I don't, you know, I totally believe that this is what she saw. But like I said, I just think there is this window that, you know, a spirit can still be here for a little while, you know, before they move on. And I think that her grandmother was still there. This happened to just be a moment that she saw her.
Oh, I just want to give her a hug. I just want to give little Faith a hug, who's not little anymore, but it just breaks my heart for her. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could become a premium subscriber, advance episodes, access to the archive, all without the commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.